Well, a little bit of success last week with the win by NG Chun in South Korea. We managed to pick her up at about $21, and then a little bit of a near thing with the outsider at the European Tour event, Lucas Herbert, so nearly getting the job done when he finished third. At $51 he was at the start of the week. But no crowing about trying to back a winner because, as we know, it's a difficult task and you have more losses than wins, but it's always fun trying. So speaking of trying, let's get back on the horse again this week and starting first with the PGA Tour event at the CJ Nine Bridges event and on Jeju Island off the southern coast of South Korea. Justin Thomas is defending champion. He's been fifth and seventh at his last two starts this year. He's in great form. He's the defending champion. He deserves every respect. $6.50 is a little bit light, or a little bit light as far as odds are concerned, I would have thought. And you'll have to think yourself. I mean, he's clearly going to be one of the real favourites to win the tournament and is perhaps even the likely winner. But is $6.50 value on that basis? Mark Leishman was second in this event last year. He comes off the back of that emphatic win last week in Malaysia. He's at $15. Those are probably reasonably good odds. I think Paul Casey, I know he frustrates us so often, doesn't he? He seldom wins, Casey, but he puts himself in contention a lot. And at some stage, he's going to break through and win once again. He was 19th here last year, but he's often been contending of late. And he's at $26. Cameron Smith, who was third in this event last year and was 19th last week, a reasonably good finish. He's at $23. And if I was trying to find a bit of value in the tournament, I think Sung Jae-im, the South Korean golfer who had a great season on the web.com tour this year. He was fourth at the Safeway Open after a really great year on the web.com tour, as I said, gaining his card for the PGA Tour, leading the money list on the web.com tour. He's a hell of a player. He's at $41, and back in his home country, he might be some sort of a consideration, Sung Jae-im. So Justin Thomas, Mark Leishman, Paul Casey, Cameron Smith, and Sung Jae-im are my players worth considering this week at the PGA Tours event on Jeju Island off the southern coast of Korea. Staying in Asia, we move to China for the LPGA Tour event. They're in the middle of an Asian swing up there. The Buick LPGA Championship has been played in Shanghai, 65 from the world rankings and another 15 from the Chinese Ladies Tour. This is an event that hasn't been played here previously, but there has been an event played here previously, funnily enough. A few years ago, they played an Alley Tour, a Ladies European Tour event, when they jointly sanctioned an event with the Chinese Ladies Tour. And Shang Shan Fang, the Chinese golfer, the former world number one, two-time winner when this was an LET event. She's in the field this week. Hardly playing great this season, Shan Shan Fang. But as I said, she's been a two-time winner on this golf course. She's at $15. Aria Jutandigan, I guess because there's very limited form on this golf course. In fact, in more recent form, this is the first time this event has been played here as an LPGA Tour event. We really have to rely on the quality of the players this week rather than any disclosed form on the golf course. We've already mentioned Shan Chang Feng, but Rira Jutanyagan is at $8. Minji Lee seems to be putting herself in a position every week at the moment. She's at $8.50. Brooke Henderson is at $11. And So Yeon Ru didn't play in Korea last week, which is interesting. She played the Japan Women's Open, the Japan Ladies Open most recently, which she won. She's at $12. So those are the players we'll be keeping an eye on. Shan Shan Fang, because of the fact that she's won a couple of times on this golf course, she's at $15. Aria Jutanyagan, though, the real favourite at $8, just ahead of Minji Lee, $8.50. Brooke Henderson at $11. And So Yeon Yu at $12. We'll stay, I guess, in Japan, but in Asia, excuse me. We'll head to Japan. We've got some betting on a Japan Tour event. Not often a Japan Tour event within our betting scope, but this is the Bridgestone Open. Shugo Imahara was third last year. He's having a great season, although he doesn't win all that often, Imahara. He's at $10. He finished third last year, as I said, in what was a shortened event. It was reduced, I think, to 36 holes then. Yuta Akita is also at $10. He missed the cut of the Japan Open, which was a bit of a surprise because he was the defending champion, I think, coming into the Japan Open. But his form prior to that was very, very good, Yuta Akita. He's certainly one of the stars of the Japan Tour. And I think there's a player there worth keeping an eye on, and that's Hiroshi Iwata, IWATA. Seems to have found form of late. He was third in two of his last three starts this season. He had a pretty good tournament here last year. I think if my memory serves me correctly, he's a bit of a standout player, Iwata. I know he lost form for a while there, but he's found it again. He's at $51, and really, I think those are pretty juicy odds for Hiroshi Iwata. On the European Tour, the Andalusia Masters is the next. This being played in Spain, of course. Sergio Garcia will start as the hot favourite because he is Sergio Garcia. The last two times he's played this event, he's won. They were last year, so he is a defending champion. He also won in 2011 at the second to last time he played the event. He was seventh in Portugal, but hardly setting the world on fire this season. So he's very short for a player whose form's not exactly 100% at the moment. And if I was trying to find somebody with a little bit more value, despite the fact that it's a bit hard to get excited about this particular field and isolate a winner, I think Padraig Harrington, he's found form again. He's had three top tens in his last five starts this season. He was 27th last year, which was neither good nor bad, and he's certainly a lot better player right now as the three-time major champion, Padraig Harrington. And I think he has some sort of a chance, especially at those odds of $26. So at the Andalusia Masters, the European Tour event, Sergio Garcia and Padraig Harrington, my two selections, but I think Sergio Garcia perhaps just a little bit short at $5. Well, good luck with your investments. Bet responsibly, as I always say. This is Bruce Young.